you or some of you have ever gone to, had the experience of going to a family gathering, and someone would pull out a picture of something like an older woman's face and ask you what you see. And I would say that I saw an older woman. And then they would ask, what else do you see? So I would study the picture a little bit more, and I would say, I still only see an older woman. Then some of them who had done this before, usually these are my nieces that were, like to do this, would ask, well, don't you see a younger woman's face in the picture? And I would say, no. But then they would help me by showing me how to see the younger woman in the picture by saying, well, the bottom of the older woman's nose is the younger woman's chin, and the older woman's neck is the necklace around the younger woman. But once they pointed that out, I could see that the picture could also be one of a younger woman. Two people can be looking at the same thing and not see the same way. Only by talking to each other can we help each other understand and see it in the same way and help us see each other what they're seeing. You know, Christianity is above all a way of seeing. That is, seeing through the eyes of Christ, which changes our awareness. You know, we look at the world and see all the order in nature and its beauty and goodness and say, there must be a God. Others see the world as something that developed randomly through the Big Bang, the imperfections of disease and natural disasters, and the ugliness of war and needless violence, and say, there can't be a God. We see the cross as the saving power of God. We see it as a step on the way to eternal life. Others see the cross as a tragic end. The cross is a stumbling block to many. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. In the first reading, God punished the people by sending a seraph serpent among them that could kill them. And at God's request, Moses made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And anyone who looked at that bronze serpent after being bitten could live. So something that normally can bring death, the serpent, can also, with God's grace, be something that saves lives. In the second reading, Paul talked about how Christ humbled himself by becoming human, and even to the extent of being obedient to death on a cross. For this, God greatly exalted him. So something seen as humiliating in this world is seen as something great in heaven. In the gospel reading, Jesus tells us that the Son of Man must be lifted up, that is, on a cross, like Moses did the bronze serpent, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So death in this world brings eternal life. You know, we believe the words of Jesus because of the resurrection. Christ's suffering and death is meaningless without the resurrection, and the resurrection is not possible without his suffering and death. The two go together. You can't have one without the other. Because of Christ's passion and resurrection, we see our share of crosses and challenges in this life differently, and we view death differently. So let us ask God for the graces we need to courageously bear the crosses and challenges in our lives, as his Son did, and to proclaim the good news of the kingdom through our words and actions, and helping others to see what we see.